Now, as I said earlier, this is the Shabbat Friday night before Purim, where the enemy's plan was thwarted. Thank God, in Connecticut, the enemy's plan is now being thwarted and overturned. Wow. You may be seated. It's awesome. I'm going to tell you what. I've been in New England in a long time, but New England's worshiping. Let's thank God for the worship anointing. I'll tell you, the Spirit of God is here. The Spirit of God. Now let's thank God one more time for this place. This is an awesome place. It's an awakening place. There's an awakening brewing in New England. And I've always felt like Connecticut was the key to just cause the move of God through some of the coldest states in our nation to be revived. Let's thank God one more time for Connecticut. Now, let me go quickly and show you what the year's about, and then I'm here for a reason to make a degree. Here in New England, here in Connecticut. And Janet, thank you for gathering us together, and it's so good to see so many of you. We have Massachusetts is here too. Linda, where are you? Linda, stand up. Now, I have several books out there that you can get, and a couple of books this year that you most likely will need that would help you in some areas to bring some understanding, because meetings like this, they're kingdom meetings. They're not church meetings. We come from all over, and we represent the gifts of God all gathering together, and our church meetings are awesome. I mean, I love the fellowship that I'm a part of, and I love the home churches that I get to be a part of, but when you have meetings like this, they're kingdom meetings. You advance, you unlock the kingdom of God. See, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom. You build the church, but then you unlock the kingdom. And see, every time we meet like this, there's a kingdom unlocking that goes on that you can't experience any other way than us meeting like this. And so it becomes really important that we understand these meetings are so important for us to have, and the other meetings that you've had over these last 7 months were key. And in the midst of that, the enemy overplayed his hand in Connecticut. And we decree that there will be great redemption come from the enemy doing that. Matter of fact, I will tell you that word that God gave when we were here 7 months ago, he said I would regulate, there would regulations would come out of Connecticut. And I think now we possibly can see why. That incident will change the course of the way that we have operated in times past. And you know, when God says something, you just have to understand that you don't have to understand it. You just go with it, and when it all happens, and even though it's not the will of God for children to die like that, it becomes the will of God for his people, and in the midst of it, all things will work together for our good because we love him. And we will see a working together of this awful tragedy for the good of the next generation occurred. Let's clap our hands and thank God for that. Now, one book that I always encourage people to get is a book. This year, this is a year of redemption. So I have one book called Redeeming the Time. That means that what you got lost in last season gets bought back. And it might come back in a different way, but you watch for the Lord bringing back his redemptive plan in your life. We were talking about that with the leaders earlier. And then a book that I really want to encourage you that is helping so many people. It's a book about how the enemy doesn't play fair with us, because we are God's children and God loves us, but the enemy hates the anointing we carry. And so there comes a time that God's people defeat the devil. And when Charisma named this book this, it was very important that we understand this is how in the midst of your trials you get fragmented, but yet God has a moment you can overthrow the enemy's plan where he fragmented and tried to overtake you. Tell somebody next to you, you are an overcomer. Then a very good book that would probably represent God's covenant plan and give you a better understanding of the body of Christ. It's the only time I know this book has been written. It's called A Time to Advance. It causes you to understand every month biblically. And then it causes you to understand every tribe. And see, there's a reason God gave us the tribes as a shadow and as a type of wholeness. And this year it's very important that we understand how the body of Christ operates. And each one of those tribes have a redemptive gift, just as each one of the body has a redemptive gift. And so a lot of people have never understood the analogy between the tribes and their redemptive gift and the body of Christ and the way we move territorially today. So that book is very, very unique. And then I was in Michigan once, and I was speaking, and it was a crowd about this size, and one lady stood up and said, because I've got Worship Warrior, and I've got all those books because I'm a worshiper, and she said, do you have a book that won't stress me out? And Pam and I have a book that I want to encourage you, especially since Pam is such an incredible writer. It's called The Rewards of Simplicity. This is a book about how to simplify so you can have clarity of vision. And then the last half of the book I wrote on post-traumatic syndrome and distraction and anxiety, because that's the competition for your vision. And so I want to encourage you, there's some great materials out there. They will do you a deal. You get what you need so you can leave here and have what you need to look at this year. Now let me share some things, and then let me do something at the end today. It is so good to see these leaders come together the way they're coming, and Rick seeing you up here, and Bishop and Janet, and then of course Barbara. It's so awesome to see you. Barbara and I have ministered together in the prayer movement for years and years and been a part of what God's been doing, praying for this nation. So it's just wonderful to see what he's doing here. Now let's look at what this season is about. First of all, when you look at the year, in Hebrews 5:7-3, in our civil year is 2013, you still have to deal with this issue called three. And the reason God communicated to us in Hebrew, it was his first language of covenant. And you always go back to the prototype that comes from the first. Not that any of us have to learn Hebrew, but prophets have to know symbols and types to prophesy accurately. And so this year, three is linked with the power of bringing you from recovery into a new place of wholeness. And it's actually linked with building a bridge. What has been in your past that you never saw manifest in fullness, all of a sudden there's an instance that occurs in your life, and that instance creates a bridge, and then you go into your future. See, don't be afraid of the future. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He predetermines our time and our place. He knew we had to meet in Connecticut now, at this place, at this time. And he says when you do that, that word predetermined means pro-horizon. All of a sudden, he extends your horizon line and you can see further than you could ever see before. That's what makes us a prophetic people. And without a prophetic utterance, without a vision, what happens to a people? They perish. So we have to have meetings. Our predominant meetings are mostly pastoral, and they're teaching to equip us. But we have to have meetings where the prophetic anointing propels us forward, and we can see into a realm we couldn't see before. Now, this is a year, a key kingdom year ahead in Connecticut. And I would have to say in all of New England. This year is, let me put it this way, our crossroad year. We either move forward, there's several words coming forth about judgment over New England. I feel like this year, God is saying still, this year, it is not too late. That there can be a shift in the very root of the faith line of this nation. And that shift can only come here first because you were established first. See, it becomes an apostolic principle to understand. Don't be afraid of the word apostolic. It just means an apostolic gift is a warring, governing, leading gift. And here, New England now will become an apostolic people. And I believe we're seeing that anointing rise up here in Connecticut. We have seen a prophetic anointing rise up greatly throughout New Jersey. We had a meeting been about 3 or 4 years now at Rutgers. And from that meeting forth, we had about 3,000 people there, 2,500. From that day forward, all of New Jersey began to shift. And see, there comes moments in time where things change. And it changes for all of our life because we're part of the body of Christ. Now, what makes this year important, when you look at the Bible, you see that all transitions are usually linked to round three. And so in this year, the transition that we've been in, the crossing over, comes to an end. And I want to say, I believe now, here in Connecticut, your transition ends tonight. And I want to say the new begins. I believe you have seen and hear the testimony of people who have taken the Word of God and they've worshiped throughout this entire state, bringing a whole new environment into this state, causing the enemy to be seen in a way, and it will affect this nation. And so tonight, I would have to say the next 7 years for our history begins. Something ends and something begins. And so I think that's why God sent me, because sometimes he has to have a prophetic voice that is linked with the heart of the people of a region to come and say, this is the time of your shifting. This is the time where things change. This is the time where things accelerate. And so we are shifting the administration of the way that things have been done. And you'll start seeing. Tonight, think about the anointing that was in this place. we could have gone straight in to the next move of God that would sweep all of New England. And that move of God was displayed tonight within the people of God in this gathering. And I'm going to tell you, what we started experiencing will sweep through these states, and worship will move from Connecticut, and a spicy fragrance from this particular state will invade all of New England in days ahead. Now, let me show you what three means biblically. Let me just show you some things. First of all, one Gemma word is Goliath. It means the giant that has stood to influence the atmosphere in this region. That giant this year now must fall. Therefore, I'm here to say that the Goliath that has been ruling in Connecticut, now we let you know there's a sound arising in God's people, and no longer will your headship be able to rule this state. So the Lord would say to you, there will come a time over these next 8 months where you worship for 40 straight days, and in the midst of it, everything that you have heard and seen will now come into a new level of manifestation in this area. The worship sound of Connecticut will now restore the root structure of New England. Let's give a shout and thank God for that. Now, notice the whole issue of Goliath was this, and we find Paul teaching it this way over in 2 Corinthians. The enemy comes in and sticks his hand into your portion. And we are here tonight to say how the enemy stuck his hand in the portion of God's inheritance in Connecticut. We say, you must withdraw your hand now. Say out loud, take your hand out of my stuff. So, the assignment God has is ask him for the strongholds that weren't taken in past seasons. Even though they've manifested bloodshed, iniquity, immorality, things that caused other seasons for God's purposes to be deferred and diverted. The Lord says tonight, there's a worshiping people that I will redeem, and those strongholds that have been built will start toppling. Now I want to say this, we are now in a presence war. And because we're in a presence war, we must gain strategies to experience his glory in a new way. One of the ways that you define a curse is this. The absence of God's glory is how you detect a curse working. And so this year, in a year of redemption, three, not only can our Goliaths fall and the headship that's been ruling us fall, but the curses that have manifested can be overtaken by God's glory. And we decree that in, I can still remember, in 19, and this is what I want to say to you. That's why I said this earlier. When the twins died, and that was what God had promised us would happen, was that we would have twins. The one thing the Lord asked us to do was to come back to New England. And if I would return my wife to New England, God would restore her womb. And he would heal her. And while we were on our way here, we found out that he had healed her womb, and she surprisingly had found out on the trip here she was pregnant. We named that son Isaac Laughter. And while we were here in New England, I remember walking through every state, because we visited every state while we were here. And the Lord said to us, that double portion that was planned will come again. And it didn't mean we would have twins again. It meant that he had planned an unlocking of a double portion, and he had attempted to unlock it. But some way or another, it didn't come into its fullness. Were we to get angry with God? Of course not. We were to trust God and submit to the Lord. And yet he said, if you'll come back here to the womb of this nation, I will heal it and bring that double portion again. And you know, when God speaks like that, and so I actually took a month. And that's what we did. We traveled back here with three small children, if you can imagine. And me, who hates to drive to start with. But we traveled back here, and we prayed over this entire area, asking God to restore. That there would come a time where the double portion anointing that was always meant to come forth for this nation, that a mantle would come back to this place. I want you to think about that, because that's why God has brought me. You know, it's funny with certain gifts he used. They, you know, we can teach, we can do whatever, but he doesn't use me that way. He uses me to come help you, whom he loves more than you can imagine. See what he has for you. See what's really here in this atmosphere. Now think about that. Knowing the promises he spoke to us during the 70s, and then again in the 80s, and now here we are, years later. And all of a sudden, God, in his sovereign plan, says, now's the time. I can't tell you how many times I've been to New England. And yet, this time, he says, now is the time of redemption. Now let's look at 70 in Hebrew. It means you come to the crossroad, God is watching, and all of a sudden the ground breaks open again, and a new well begins to bubble. That's this whole season we're living in, these 10 years. And then comes 3. That's what the letter 3 in God's alphabet of Hebrew that he made covenant with Abraham with, Abraham the Hebrew, looks like. That letter, Gimel, is linked with several things all through the Word of God. But one of the things it's linked with is this. Go ahead, Terry. It's linked with a camel coming and signifying that the desert of last season has ended. So one of the things I started doing this year was praying for every desert state in all of America, Maine being one of those states. And in the midst of it, the camel actually represents prosperity being returned. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about that redemptive thing that God intended that got lost. As I said earlier, it also means the kinsman redeemer revealing himself to us. Gimel means redeemer. It means healing coming. Healing is a Gimel word. So tonight we decree the healing of Connecticut will accelerate. It means joyful praise will break loose and cause a habitation to come. But it also means you come up to a narrow place and you have to get through. And I think one of the things that you gathering over these last 7 months did was cause the narrow place that this entire root of the nation was held captive to open up. Now, I want you to look at somebody and I want you to shout, "We're coming through in Connecticut." So, tonight, here's what I want to end with. How are you going to make it through the narrow transition? We start it tonight. And then, how are you going to sharpen and wear your new mantle and identity into the season ahead so you start hitting the mark? And don't slow down until you see a total breakthrough. Now let me show you the final look for the year ahead. There's Gimel. There's Ayin. That's the year 70 in Hebrew. Gimel, the number 3. Doesn't matter if we're in our civil year. All languages are based off of Hebrew. Look what happens when they come together. All of a sudden, the arrowhead for your future forms. Now, thanks, Chad, for helping me. Now, this is what I want to end by saying. The future has begun tonight here in Connecticut. The future of uncovering a root structure that God intended to prosper greatly, which did, and yet which has lost its luster and lost its glory. And tonight, the Lord asked me to do something. And I watched him orchestrate this timing. See, my life is not is complicated. I've gone 55,000 miles this year. That sounds real complicated, but it's not complicated. You just end up being where God says be, and you're okay. And so when all this started stirring about perhaps coming back at the end of this time with you, my son came to me, and we were introducing our team earlier, and we didn't introduce one person who's very dear to me, and it is our oldest son, who is usually never with us, but he's with us. Joseph, stand up, enter, and greet Joseph Pierce. He's here with us. My other son, John Mark, came to me and said the Masters tournament is in New England, and it's this week. And so it's just amazing how God orchestrates our time. So we went by just to watch him bowl for yesterday and then come here. And in the midst of it, I think of Joseph being with me, and we got Joseph when he was 12 years old. And the Lord spoke one promise over me because he was a street kid. He had no family. He was from the ship channel down in Houston, Texas, and the wards there. And God put him in our life. And the Lord spoke one word to me. He said he will be an A and B student. And all through high school, he was a nightmare. Matter of fact, I'm not sure he even knew anything when he came in our life. And yet all God ever said, he didn't say anything else to me about him other than he would be an A and B student. And then he at least graduated because he played sports and he had to make good enough grades to play sports. And he did what it took to just barely get by. And then he got married, and he started having kids, and we were in Colorado, and he was there, and he started going back to college, and we came home for Christmas, and this was about 20 years later, after I had told the Lord, boy, he never did come work it out with you on that one. And he said, well, you know, I've been in school and I don't have any money, so here's your gift for Christmas. And when I opened it up, he had made all A's in the dean's list in his last year of college. Yeah. I say that for a reason. If God can do that in him, he can do it in anybody up here in any state in this nation. We have a testimony here that the devil cannot Trump. Now, this is what I want to say. When he sent me back this time, he said, this is your time for your new man. It's time for the change. It's time to move forward. And so, one of the things I did, a mantle represents the identity, the sharpness of that arrow. That which you'll be in the future. And you say, well, how does this apply to me? Well, because you're part of the body here, when God looses it from a corporate dimension, it falls on every one of us. And I know what he had said to us about a double portion. And so I got with a man in Israel, and last night, I gave the first one of these in Jersey, and then my role was to bring the next one to Connecticut, to the leadership here, and I had made for you what is known from Israel as the double portion mantle. Someone asked Rick if he would come up, and Janet. I'm going to ask Bishop. And Todd, you come, representing a different generation. You guys come up here. And then I want all of us to stand up. This is known as the double portion mantle. It has the two leaves. The double gate represented. This was what the lady pressed through that Jesus would wear, for you who aren't familiar with it. The tallit. It represents our authority. Anybody knew a person's tallit, their mantle. It's what Elijah threw and Elisha picked up. So we say the next generation of leaders are grabbing hold. We say the next, stand right next to him. We say the intercessory realm that has paved the way for the future now is grabbing hold. We say the apostolic leadership that represents the present church is grabbing hold. And we say that now the double portion, all first have right to double portion, biblically. The double portion that was intended in New England. The double portion that rests upon the state of Connecticut. We say now the mantle for the future is lifted. And I'm going to hold this there for a moment. I want you to lift your hands up. And what happens when that mantle's lifted, it means you've had one portion and the enemy's tried to stop you from moving into the next portion. We decree right now, you'll break into the next portion in this state. We decree the next portion of harvest will come. We decree the next portion of release and joy will come. It also means this: how Jezebel ruled in one season and the gates almost were taken and the region almost changed, it means tonight Jezebel starts falling off the wall. And the Lord says this mantle will cover this state. Then this mantle will align and go to every state in all of New England. I say this will go north and come south, and the one in Jersey will go east and come west. And I say this will be the opportune time over these next year for this region to open its heart to a new move of my spirit. I say now the move that has been brewing within the church of this region, now that move will begin to go outward. And it will be heard in every government hall that a new portion of God's anointing is returning back to New England. And the Lord says this will create a movement. It will create a rallying. It will create a ruckus. It will create a release that has been held up in last season. And now the portion that has been will now shift. And from this area, a nation will once again be offered my glory. Let's give a shout. Now I'm going to ask our worshipers, Mike, come back up. We want to worship. We want to decree that this is the beginning of an atmospheric shift that will shake this nation. Now here's the last thing. Right now, everything that was robbed and stopped from you in the past season, we say the mantle has come, and attached to this mantle are the words, give back. Shout it, give back. Give back. Give back.
Give back.
Give back.
Give back.
Give back. Give back. Give back. Give a shout up into heaven.
Give back home.
Is the hour, the time is now, the time is now.
As we begin to worship the Lord, we're going to extend this mantle for all of you to come under. And so that we can do this with order and so that you don't get killed, I'm going to ask some of the other leaders up here in front to come and help hold this. We can take turns doing that. But we'll come from this direction and just come and pass through. Now, if you don't want to come under it, that's fine. If you don't want that blessing, that's fine. But don't park under it, but just come and walk under it. So, Lord, as we extend this, we receive what you have sent your servant to impart. And Father, we know this isn't just a symbolic thing, but as we attach our faith to it, we pray, Lord, let this anointing come over the whole state as your body representing the state here passes under it. Now, Holy Spirit, come and activate as we attach our faith to the word in Jesus' name.
My eyes have not seen, my ears have not heard, what you've prepared for me. I can't comprehend what you have spent. You gave your life for me. My eyes have not seen, my ears have not heard, what you prepared for me. I can't comprehend what you have spent. You gave your life for me. Oh, we are an ark. We are an ark of your glory. 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 Come on. We are an ark of your glory. We are an ark of your glory. We are an ark of your glory. My eyes have not seen. Come on. My eyes have not seen. My ears have not heard what you prepared for me. I can't comprehend what you have spent. You gave your life for me. Come on, we are an ark of your glory. 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 We are an ark. We are an ark. We are the ark of your glory. We are an ark of your glory. We are an ark of your glory. We are an ark of your glory. You make your home in me. 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 I'll thank you. Cause you make your home in me. 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 Come on. You make your home in me. 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 Make your home in me. We are an ark of your glory. 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 Double portion, double portion, double portion of your glory. Release the greater glory, 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 release the greater glory. Release the greater glory. Release the greater glory. My eyes have not seen, my ears have not heard what you prepared for New England. I can't comprehend what you have spent. You gave your life for New England. Yeah. We are an ark. We are an ark of your glory. 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 We are an ark of your glory.
Come on, lift your hands to him and say, let your glory come.
We are an ark of your glory. We are an ark
of your glory. We are an ark of your glory.
You make your home in me. 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 Make your home in me. Glory, glory, greater glory, 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 your greater glory, 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 greater glory. Oh,